الرحمن الرحيم باب في التقوى. This is the next chapter, the chapter on fearing Allah Ta'ala. The previous chapter was the muraqabah, to meditate, to realize the presence of Allah Ta'ala. That at all times Allah is present with us, and we must keep that in mind. If that is also acquired, then a person will not commit any sins, and he will fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and he will do that sincerely. This chapter is on taqwa. The word taqwa comes from al-wiqaya, and that is to take protection, to safeguard oneself. And this is a natural thing with every human being, with every creation of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone tries and protect themselves. As far as worldly matters are concerned, we try and protect ourselves from all type of harm, from anything where we can slip, where we can fall, from all other aspects. If we are driving, we are careful, we must not make an accident. We are careful, we must not exceed the speed limit. A person by nature, he takes protection all the time. In Sharia, what it is, that very same thing, but to take protection from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person realizes his greatest harm is when he disobeys Allah Ta'ala. More than the harm of slipping and falling, more than the harm of getting a traffic ticket for speeding, etc., the greatest harm is to disobey Allah Ta'ala. And to have the, every person by nature wants goodness for himself. Every, in all aspects of his life, he would like to have goodness. Nobody wants badness, he wants goodness. And he tries to acquire as much as good for himself. And the greatest good is in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So, and more than all the good of this world is the good of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So this, in the point of Sharia, is taqwa, that how to save ourselves from all harm, from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and how to get all good, and that is in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So really, this should be a natural thing with every human being. It shouldn't be difficult to understand. And then Allah Ta'ala has showed its importance in so many ayat, so many ahadith. As we will read, we will see what the great, great importance, the great benefits of them are. And also, Allah Ta'ala has clearly explained how to acquire this taqwa also. That how material things, physical things, that we all can understand. That I must be careful, it's wet here, I mustn't slip here, etc. All the things of dunya we all can understand. Even animals understand that where their harm lies, and they try and save themselves from that harm. For example, for now, qurbani also, when an animal was to be slaughtered, it tries and save itself. It's running for its life. It doesn't want to be caught. So just like animals also. And in studying of botany, the study of plants, plants also try in their way that they must be saved also. No harm must come to them. So in the, for a human being, it is just natural also. So, but the spiritual side, that is what is required of a mu'min, and that makes him different from everyone else. That he tries and save himself from all spiritual harm, that is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and not to do anything against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to try and fulfill every command of Allah according to the sunnah. And to try and observe all the etiquette and adab also, so that he can get his maximum benefit in this dunya's life also, and more than that, the life of the akhirat, which is forever and ever, and which is the real life. All the enjoyments of this world are also temporary also, and they are not real also. They seem to be enjoyments, like a person dreams and is enjoying himself. He knows it isn't a reality. It is just a dream. And the things of akhirat are forever also, and those are true realities. In the same way, the harms of this dunya, are also very temporary, no matter how much they may be and how severe they may be. They are temporary and they are also not true. They are not real. It is just like a dream a person is going through. He's seeing a nightmare. When he wakes up, he makes shukr that it, I was just dreaming. It isn't a real thing. The same way the things of this dunya are like that. The real life is the life of the akhirat. The harms of the akhirat in the qabr, at the time of maut in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah and in jahannam, that those are the real harms which are, and they are permanent also. And they are the real harms, and the person will really experience that. Yeah, whatever we experience, it's not on the body, but it is the ruh. If the ruh goes out of one arm, for example, it becomes paralyzed. All that has happened is the ruh is gone out. Now that person can't use that arm of his, or he can't use his leg. And even if you hit him on there, he doesn't feel pain, because the ruh is not there. And what happens here in this world is also on the ruh, good and bad. And akhirat also, the ruh carries on with its journey. The body will disintegrate in most, almost all cases in the qabr, but the ruh carries on with its journey. So this taqwa is absolutely essential, that we save ourselves from all types of harm, so that we can be protected in this dunya and in akhirat also. In one ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu taqullah haqqa tuqati. O you who believe. And this is also a great encouragement that Allah addressed us, that O those who believe. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali translate this verse, O my beloved ones. That is, those people who have got so much love of Allah Ta'ala, the people of Iman, that what they see with their eyes, they negate. And what has come to them from Allah and His Rasul, that they believe in. So the level of Iman is so high. So that is the really, really that love, that they have got this blind love for Allah and His Rasul, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah is addressing those people, and they are the ones who will be able to understand and appreciate the command of Allah Ta'ala. People who love according to their own understanding, their brains, and what they think is right and wrong, they will not be able to appreciate the value of these commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So ittaqullah, fear Allah, though you don't see Allah Ta'ala. You see authority above you, you obey that authority. Whether it is the police, whether it's the traffic police, whether it's a health inspector or any other one, you see them and then you obey them. But Allah you don't see. But with that yaqeen, as in the previous chapter we learned, that Allah is present all the time. So fear that Allah that is present all the time. And how much must you fear Him? Haqqa tuqati, as He is to be feared. Not what we think is the fear of Allah. Not what we think is taqwa. But how Allah wants us to have that taqwa according to that level. So a person must make effort in his life to try and acquire that taqwa and fear Allah as Allah is supposed to be feared. And this is the ayah that is recited also when a person in the nikah khutbah, in order to maintain a good relationship between husband and wife, both are also advised with regard to taqwa, the fearing of Allah Ta'ala. Only on that basis will a nikah be able to be sustainable, enjoyable and a pleasure. Otherwise, no matter what law, what laws are made in court, and no court can regulate a nikah. It is only the sphere of Allah which, if it is cultivated, it will develop this, and a person will then be able to have a happy life, fulfill the rights properly of each other, husband and wife, of the children, of parents. All this is on taqwa. All this goes to show how important this taqwa is, and Allah give us tawfiq. As we read the ayats and hadith in this chapter, we take them seriously and we try and develop this quality of taqwa in us, so that our worldly life, and more important, our life of akhirat, goes smoothly and comfortably, and we get all the enjoyment and pleasure. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.